Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is the first G20 nation to meet the goals of Paris Agreement in non-fossil fuel energy capacity. Virtually inaugurates India Energy Week in New Delhi. Prime Minister to co-chair AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris in a short while. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says evolving security scenarios demand innovative approaches and stronger partnerships. US President Donald Trump announces 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminium imports. And in badminton, Asia Mixed Team Championships 2025 kicks off in Qingdao, China. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India has become the fifth largest economy over the past decade, up from the 10th position. The Prime Minister made these remarks while virtually inaugurating India Energy Week 2025 at Yashobhoomi in Dwarka this morning. The Prime Minister said India has grown from the 10th largest to the 5th largest economy in the past decade. He highlighted that India's solar energy generation capacity has increased 32 times in the last 10 years, making it the 3rd largest solar power generating nation in the world. He noted that India's non-fossil fuel energy capacity has tripled and that India is the first G20 country to achieve the goals of the Paris Agreement.
बीते 10 साल में जो भारत ने हासिल किया है उससे ये विश्वास पैदा हुआ है कि ये टारगेट भी हम जरूर हासिल कर लेंगे बीते 10 साल में भारत 10th लार्जेस्ट से 5th लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी बना है बीते 10 वर्षों में हमने अपनी सोलर एनर्जी जनरेशन कैपेसिटी को 32 टाइम्स बढ़ाया है आज भारत दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा सोलर पावर जनरेटिंग नेशन है
Prime Minister Modi underscored that India is driving not only its own growth but also the world's growth. He highlighted that the country's energy sector plays a significant role in achieving this feat.
साथियों दुनिया का हर एक्सपर्ट आज कह रहा है कि 21st सेंचुरी भारत की सेंचुरी है भारत अपनी ही नहीं दुनिया की ग्रोथ को भी ड्राइव कर रहा है और इसमें हमारे एनर्जी सेक्टर की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका है
Speaking about ethanol blending, Mr. Modi said the country is currently blending 19% ethanol, which has helped save foreign exchange, generated substantial revenue for farmers, and significantly reduced CO2 emissions. The Prime Minister stated that India is on track to achieve the 20% ethanol blending mandate before October 2025. The Prime Minister highlighted that under the Make in India initiative, the country is focused on strengthening local supply chains and manufacturing. Mr. Modi underlined that the next 2 decades will be crucial for a developed India, adding that in the next 5 years, the country will cross many major milestones.
भारत में कई डिस्कवरीज और बढ़ते पाइपलाइन इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के कारण नेचुरल गैस की सप्लाई बढ़ रही है और इसी कारण आने वाले समय में नेचुरल गैस का उपयोग भी बढ़ने वाला है इन सारे क्षेत्रों में आपके लिए निवेश की बहुत सारी संभावनाएं बन रही हैं आज भारत का बहुत बड़ा फोकस मेक इन इंडिया पर है लोकल सप्लाई चेन पर है
At the Grand Palais in Paris, preparations are in full swing for a crucial global dialogue on AI. The plenary session of the summit is set to begin this afternoon. Building on previous AI summits in the UK and South Korea, today's event aims to set global AI standards and promote responsible technological progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to co-chair the AI Action Summit alongside the French President in a just short while. Our correspondent Raja Durai is connecting with us live from Paris. Raja Durai, what are the main events scheduled for today?
The situation here is very electric here at the Grand Palais. The leaders have already started arriving and the Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to arrive shortly. French President will extend a special welcome to him. As a co-chair of the summit, Prime Minister will deliver the opening remarks. Prime Minister, a long-time advocate for ethical AI development, he has previously called for a global alliance in this area. Today, he is expected to emphasize responsible AI development supported by a robust legal framework. He is also expected to address how AI can serve the common good by aligning technological progress with social welfare. Following his opening remarks, the key panel discussion will feature prominent tech leaders like Google CEO Sundar Pichai. Vice President, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance also set to deliver a keynote address, and the French President will provide the closing remarks. A leader's declaration on global governance framework for AI is anticipated, along with the announcement for an AI foundation. These initiatives are expected to shape the future of AI, Anuja.
Right. And Rajadurai, what is the expected outcomes of the summit?
Actually, your leader's declaration is expected. Actually, everyone is expecting a global framework. There are many issues regarding AI raised by the stakeholders and regarding its inherent bias and its infringement in fundamental rights. So this AI summit is going to address these concerns and coming up with one legal framework so that ethical AI development can happen. That is the main outcome expected, Anuja.
Thank you, Rajadurai. The Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Bhagwat Karad of the BJP said the fiscal deficit was brought down by 0.4% due to proactive measures taken by the government. He said the direct benefit transfer helped in stopping leakages and saved the government exchequer. Taking part in the discussion, Praful Patel of NCP expressed confidence that the country will become the third largest economy in the world in coming years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The discussion is underway. Meanwhile, in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will reply to the discussion on the Union Budget 2025-26 today. The House took up the discussion on the Union Budget on the 7th of this month. We now go over live to our correspondent Lakshmi, who is present in the Parliament. Lakshmi, what update do you have from the Parliament?
Anuja, at present, the discussion on Union Budget 2025-26 is underway in the Upper House of Parliament. The same is expected to resume in the Lok Sabha shortly, and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to give reply later this evening. As of now, while the discussion is on in the Rajya Sabha, the opposition members in the upper house have raised issues like unemployment, education, agrarian crisis faced by farmers, higher tax burden on people, among others. On the other hand, NDA MPs have lauded the budget, saying that the government has taken a slew of measures for the welfare of every section of society and for creating a robust infrastructure in the country. They pointed out that these steps will help in achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. Anuja.
Thank you, Lakshmi. In the Rajya Sabha, the Finance Minister will reply to the discussion on the Union Budget 2025-26 on Thursday. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said the government is taking all measures to extend medical and health services in the tribal areas across the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said a robust system is in place for screening various health issues and providing treatment in these areas. He said screening for oral and dental diseases and breast cancer and cervix cancer, including health conditions like diabetes and blood pressure, are being regularly done through 1,45,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs across the country.
सदन को और माननीय सदस्य को इस बात से अवगत कराना चाहता हूं कि अभी जो लैंसेट की रिपोर्ट आई है लैंसेट मेडिकल जर्नल्स में वर्ल्ड में बड़ा रिकॉग्नाइज्ड है उस लैंसेट ने ये कहा है कि कैंसर का भारत में अर्ली डिटेक्शन टाइमली डिटेक्शन होना शुरू हो गया है और उनका ट्रीटमेंट शुरू हो गया है बिकॉज ऑफ प्रधानमंत्री जन आरोग्य योजना तो दोनों चीजें हो गई.
The government has said India has become the second largest country in fish production because of the robust financial and technical support to the farmers by this regime. Replying to the supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during the question hour, Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh said the fisheries sector has witnessed a 126% growth under this government. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said GST Council is the constitutional authority for GST classification and taxation implementation across the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha, she clarified that the decision of any GST classification is not a unilateral decision, but a decision of the Council. She also added the finance ministers of the respective states are fully empowered to take up issues with the Council. The minister further said that the rate of GST has come down significantly. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh addressed the Defence Ministers' Conclave in Bengaluru today on the sidelines of the Aero India show. He asserted that the international order and peace cannot be ensured from a position of weakness. He pointed out that an increasing number of conflicts are making our world a more unpredictable place, and the evolving security scenarios demand innovative approaches and stronger partnerships.
India has long championed a vision of peace, security and development that is inclusive and collaborative. This vision is guided by the Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's dynamic 5S approach: Samman, Sambad, Sahyog, Shanti and Samriddhi.
And now, news from the Mahakumbh. Preparations are in full swing at the Prayagraj Mahakumbh ahead of the Maghi Purnima Snan tomorrow. The bathing holds a great relevance as it marks the end of the special ritual of performing Kalpavas. During this period, the Kalpavasis stay in temporary accommodations near the ghats of the Sangam. This year, more than 10 lakh people have performed Kalpavas in Mahakumbh. Special arrangements are being made by the Uttar Pradesh government to provide essential services to the devotees and for effective traffic management. More from our correspondent.
According to traditions, it is believed that performing Kalpavas on the banks of Sangam in Prayagraj till the Maghi Purnima yields the fruits of penance of 1,000 years. Performing Kalpavas in Mahakumbh is considered to be especially fruitful. The Kalpavasis will perform Kalpavas by bathing in the holy Sangam on the full moon day as per the rites. They will then return to their huts on the banks of Sangam to listen to Satyanarayan Katha and perform Havan Puja. After worship and donation, the Kalpavasis will leave their temporary accommodations and return to their homes. To ease traffic congestion, the state government has introduced a special traffic plan to ensure smooth movement and safety of devotees. The entire Mela area has been declared a no-vehicle zone starting from 4 a.m. today. From 5 p.m. this evening, the no-vehicle zone will expand to the entire city of Prayagraj. Only emergency and essential services will be allowed for movement during this period. This special traffic plan will remain in effect until the completion of Maghi Purnima Snan tomorrow. Earlier, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held a special review meeting via video conferencing with senior government officials, police officers and district administration officials from multiple districts. During the meeting, the chief minister assessed the ongoing preparations and called for increase in shuttle buses from parking areas to the fairground. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
US President Donald Trump has signed an order to impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. The tariffs will apply widely to all US imports of steel and aluminium, including from Canada and Mexico, the country's top two foreign suppliers of the metals. And in badminton, the Asia Mixed Team Championships 2025 kicks off today in Qingdao, China. Lakshya Sen and Malvika Bansal will lead the Indian challenge. Sen, along with H.S. Pranoy, will represent India in the men's singles, while India's number two, Malvika Bansal, will represent the country in the women's singles. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is the first G20 nation to meet goals of Paris Agreement in non-fossil fuel energy capacity. Virtually inaugurates India Energy Week in New Delhi. Prime Minister to co-chair AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris in a short while. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says evolving security scenarios demand innovative approaches and stronger partnerships. US President Donald Trump announces 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminium imports. And with that, we end the midday news.